Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zulak and Bertrand. Trying to figure out what happened last week on Friday with the Rob Gronkowski rumors that were swirling, and then the denials, and then the reports that it was nonsense and none of it was taking place on Friday. And we've got to Adam Kirkjian's report from Twitter that he had over the weekend. I think it happened Friday afternoon after we were off the air, saying basically that it wasn't all nonsense, that there was some truth to it, that there was a closed-door meeting, and that Tom Brady threatened to retire. Wow! That's kind of a big one.
It just shows how much fake news is out there.
Yes, that's what Rob Gronkowski...
Hashtag fake news. That's all I know.
Thought that was a shorter drop. But
that's all
okay.
I know.
He wrote, from multiple sources, here's what I have regarding the Gronk rumors. Told Belichick wanted to trade him. Offers on the table with both the Titans and 49ers. He and Robert Kraft had a closed-door meeting to discuss. Tom Brady threatened to retire if the deal went through. Kraft nixed it. Now, this came out on Friday, so I think a lot of people made the assumption, oh, this was Friday this all happened? I don't think so. I think if you take this for what it really is, this happened earlier in the offseason. This is not the latest situation, it's one of the situations that presented itself this offseason. Prior to the meeting. Jim, you have the timeline figured out day by day in the month of April, how it went down.
What, April 18th?
If you take the Schefter report as Brady's threat of retirement. So,
and he has not committed officially to playing for the 2018 season.
And that happened on what day?
April 18th.
April 18th. Which was 10 days prior to the NFL draft. The meeting with Gronkowski.
April 21st, Gronkowski motocross thing.
At Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
Bad look.
April 24th, reported meeting the following Monday, right? The reported meeting between Belichick and Gronk.
Yep, and Mr. Agent Boy, Drew Rosenhaus, get your ass on a plane because we're going to sit down and we're going to close that door.
Brady puts out the report.
Because either you're in or you're out. Because I got a couple places I'm going to send your ass if you're not in.
Gronk acts like a dink 3 days later on the 21st. Three more days later in Foxborough, Gronk's back in the building for a meeting with his agent and Bill Belichick, and then the draft happens days later.
A couple days later, the draft, and a couple days after that, Brady with Jim Gray, I plead the fifth.
So that's what I think. I believe that, yeah, this was a real thing, but it didn't happen on Friday. It happened in April. That's how I look at it.
See, the problem is, this piggybacked, you know, the whole Reddit stuff, post Julian Edelman news, and then the Gronkowski news, and what a hell of a 3 days it would have been for this team. And I think 95% of the people considered that firestorm to happen all within 2 days, that this all went down like in the last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to have happen in that short period of time.
Well, can we also throw in something else that might have happened in that time? When did Edelman find out about the positive test?
A while ago.
Yeah, like you, 6 weeks is what we heard last week, right?
Right.
That's about 6 weeks ago, right in that same time frame.
So if you're Brady, you're thinking, okay, I'm not going to have him for the first four games, and you're going to trade my tight end away? I mean, I don't want to play. See, I don't think that's true. I think that's the part of it where I think Brady's playing regardless because I think Brady needs to play.
Should I read
to enhance everything
else? Is that
else
why
he
they drafted a running back in the first round?
What?
No, what? Why? Explain.
Brady threatened to retire?
I hand the ball to Sonny Michel?
Well, you need a guy, an explosive guy at the running back position if you have Brian Hoyer at quarterback, don't you?
No, because the move would have been to draft a quarterback. If you knew the guy was retiring or you thought it was a real threat, you would immediately do everything you could to draft a quarterback.
Or trade up and build your defense.
Yeah, you would do something. You wouldn't draft a running back. Which means they didn't buy it. Yeah. And I agree. You shouldn't have bought it. Because I didn't buy it. When it happened, I thought it was coming from the actual place that would indicate such things, but I didn't believe what they were trying to convince people was actually happening. because they were trying to use some, they were trying to create some level of leverage. We thought it was for, you know, Alex Guerrero and for the contract. We had, didn't think that it would be about a Rob Gronkowski trade, but throw that into the list of factors.
See, and I think Robert's more of the middleman in all of this, where, you know, he's got to things keep things copacetic, or he, you know, in essence, he likes to build bridges, you know, between Belichick and Brady, and this just controlling both egos and the way that they're so set in their ways. Brady's set in the way he trains. Belichick is set in the way he does things. He's not going to change. And if he felt it was best for the team to ship the tight end away, I don't think Robert steps in that one. I think he would step in a Brady one. I think it's the only one. I think that's the only one. And from everything we still believe, even going back to that Peter King stuff, I went red again. You know, that's, Robert was sort of, you know, he tried to get an extension done late in summer with Garoppolo and kind of shocked Bill Colton, said, hey, I got a second round pick for Jimmy. Is that okay if I do this? Robert said, I have to get back to you. Like, Robert didn't tell him to trade Garoppolo.
No.
So, it's like he's the middleman in all this. Like, he's got to keep everything going. And it's a good thing when you have success. I mean, you got a lot of egos.
He didn't tell him to trade him, but I think he also told him, listen, we're not going to have the money to extend this guy.
See, I just wonder if he thought, boy, why couldn't we just put it off till the offseason? Maybe they went and crossed the T's and I's, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's on some contract stuff. Is there any way we could keep him to the end, franchise him, and do the Castle stuff that we did, you know, back when Castle took over for Brady in 08 or 09, whatever year that was, 08. And then when they probably talked to their money guys, no, we can't make this work from a franchise standpoint. So if you want him to walk at the end of the year, then you just keep him and get nothing for him, because we're not going to be able to pay him what another team's going to pay him. Now, they really tried to get that deal done in August. Credit to Garoppolo, he waited. So it's not easy to do when you're a young kid.
Well, maybe that ties in. They traded Brandon Cooks, right?
Yeah.
This Baker Mayfield stuff flew up. If they really wanted Baker Mayfield, were they trying to get a pick for Gronk to move up even further to get Baker Mayfield? Maybe that affected Brady's decision to say, you know what, maybe I'll retire then.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, like, who's the lady who reports for the Cleveland Plain Dealer?
Mary Kay Cabot.
Even, like, going back to the draft a year ago, you're hearing all this buzz around Cleveland, too, and she's getting information. That's more of what I've been told. Like, watch the information. You're not going to get much information because this stuff never happened. This closed-door meeting between the two, we're going to trade Gronk. The quarterback said, no, I'm going to retire. And Kraft nixed it. That stuff did not happen. That's why they're going to say, you're not going to hear any buzz. Go ahead, call those other teams. See if they get any buzz. They're going to have some leaks. Well, yeah, that actually did happen.
Right, 49ers.
Any beat guys for the 49ers or Titans?
There's got to be a leak there.
Just wait. Yeah, they're like,
but if there's leaks.
Wait. So I'm all for it. But so a guy like Shanahan and John Lynch, Belichick guys, or a guy like Vrabel and John Robinson, Belichick guys, those guys are going to leak?
Well, no.
Here's somebody leaking stuff from Belichick.
Here's the deal.
Those guys don't have as much stroke as Bill does.
If the guys in those organizations let it get out that there were conversations, that's going to damage any future possibility of doing any business together. So I can see why.
I understand your point.
Less likely to have a leak on those ends.
But if there's leaks getting out of this place, there's sure as hell a leak getting out of one of those.
Was the leak because they wanted it out there?
Did they want it out there and they didn't get it out there fast enough?
Or
that they
somebody in the building wanted it out there?
Well,
maybe not everybody, but somebody wanted
it
out there.
This leak should have happened back in February, so you would get a lot of buzz before the draft. And if you were going to deal him, you would have got a ton and not a second-round pick like you got for Garoppolo. You get the planet player at the position in Gronkowski.
Even if it didn't happen, if Kirchin...
Best tight end ever.
Kirchin, from what it sounded like on TNR this morning, he confirmed it with two and maybe three or four guys.
I thought it was like
two, maybe three or four
guys.
I thought
it was between three and five was the number
in the end. That many people wanted it out there, even if it wasn't true.
A lot of leaks coming out of that building. If you got that many, and then you've got dozens, according to Seth Wickersham, talking on it.
Well, if you're saying it's not true, though, it wasn't a leak. It's just information they wanted to be out there for whatever reason.
So how do you know that a meeting never took place back in April?
That there was never a closed-door meeting between Bill and Robert.
On Friday, no, there wasn't. We know that.
No, not even Friday.
Bill wasn't even in the building.
And there was no Nick Steel because the quarterback was retiring. Or the threat of that.
Let me read it again.
Go ahead.
It says...
Go ahead.
It does. It sort of insinuates that because Brady threatened to retire, Kraft nixed it.
That's the reason.
And Kirkson said the first bit
but
of information
again,
he got on the story was the Brady
mean,
stuff.
That doesn't mean, though, that Brady called Robert Kraft and said, I will retire if you do this. It's in the form of, oh, look at Adam Schefter now. He's not committed to playing. And you just think, you know what? We're not even dealing with this. We're not going to deal with that possibility because we traded away Rob Gronkowski. You can figure it out for yourself. You don't need to have a direct conversation and make that threat. And I don't believe that's Tom Brady's style. I don't think he would do that.
And he has not committed officially to playing for the 2018 season.
There's his threat.
Yeah.
He made it publicly. He didn't have to call anybody.
It's never needed to like officially commit, like sign that paper. I'm officially committed to playing this year.
Right.
I mean, what day?
That's what it is. That's a threat.
Never happened during our tenure. Like, oh, you're back for the offseason. Oh, you didn't sign. You're officially committed for next year.
But if that's true, that Robert Kraft
it's like
told,
from days to confused.
Remember
Belichick.
They had to sign a paper? You can't make this trade.
This coach.
You can't do this. That would be bad, too. That's not a positive.
Now all of a sudden, you got to call the quarterback for all shots that you're going to make.
Not only that, forget the quarterback. You got to call the owner?
Yeah.
And obviously, if there was a meeting of any sort or a discussion at any point.
Well, I think like the Garoppolo thing, you have to call the owner because that's a premier position.
617-779-0985. We're still trying to work our way through this entire story or rumor with Rob Gronkowski. What actually happened?
You see what I'm saying? I don't think the coach had to call the owner when you're trading Jamie Collins.
I would hope not.
You know,
I would hope not. So there's that, and we will also get to the latest on the Julian Edelman story because he's been implicated for using PEDs. He's facing a suspension, and according to one report, the league doesn't even know what it is. They don't even know what the substance is. They've got scientists working to figure out what Julian Edelman took. We'll get to that next.
Without Solak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Solak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bert Breer, the first to report about the substance that Julian Edelman took to be positively tested for PEDs. You know what that substance is, though?
I do not.
Yeah, nobody does. Not even the NFL.
It's like space HGH.
Or it's just staying ahead of the curve, which is what the best cheaters do.
Yes.
And this would be a major development if somehow they've caught up on this particular curve.
I'll put a name on it. Just name it the good stuff.
The best. Here's what Breer wrote.
Here's the best. It's undetectable.
He wrote
what's
this
detectable,
this morning.
Don't know what it is.
Breer said, I know what Julian Edelman posted on Instagram in the wake of his suspension news, saying, I don't know what happened. I know that came off as a little weird, but there's an explanation for it. I was told Edelman's result was triggered by a substance that wasn't immediately recognizable, and there are scientists analyzing it. And as to the timing, the test did happen during the offseason a couple of months ago, which means it's not for any kind of stimulant.
See, I'm gonna think he knew what he took. Ultimately, when this all comes out and the appeal isn't overturned, you know what I mean? He's got to serve a suspension. He's going to tell you exactly what it is he took. Because if this does not bode well for everybody. If, say, I've been doing the same exact thing for 6 years and I've passed 87 tests and now all of a sudden I failed one. Like, what's going on? I don't know. Like, that's not good for
best
anybody.
Best point of the day, Zoe, at the point of the day. Oh, wow, that's not good. If he's not lying and he's being honest, that he is not. Now, he has not said explicitly that he has not changed his regimen.
Right.
He just said, I don't know what happened.
Right, but ultimately.
To which we say, yes, you do. And so
everybody says
knows.
That. Yes, you do.
He knows what happened. One of two things happened. He changed what he was taking, right?
Yeah.
Or he didn't change what he was taking, and what he was already taking, as you point out,
league caught up,
is illegal, and the league caught up, and that's why they're in this position right now where they know that he's taken a substance that, in its nature, is illegal. and yet they're not sure exactly what the substance is.
It's like when you go up in that plane and you see that UFO, and that UFO moves five different ways and gets off your screen. Or somebody's tracking that thing as it's flying down along the river down in New Jersey. Or now all of a sudden, we don't know what we saw, but we saw something. That's what you're dealing with here. An unidentified injectable object. Maybe it's not injectable. Maybe it's digested. UDO. Unidentified digestible object. See, after it's all said and done, I think he's going to know exactly what he took. Because you kind of, you know, once you're serving it, you can't do anything about it. And it's four games, it's four games. Just put it out there. Because I think, in a way, he's got to distance himself from TB12 if he's in on TB12, right? Because that hurts them. If Guerrero was so adamant that he didn't get it here. Trust me on that. He did not get it here. Because we don't do that. Because you just can't let everybody, you know, sort of just float out there that could be this person, that person, Exos. Could be the team. Could be him. Could be a private doctor. Who knows?
I just think that he knows whatever it was that took place. I mean,
can we go to line two?
You knew.
I'm interested.
Because in here's the other thing. Diuretics and masking agents are not a four-game ban. They're a two-game ban. He's not getting a two-game ban, so it's not one of those. Stimulants are only a four-game ban in season, as Burt Breer points out. That means that Julian Edelman tested positive for an anabolic agent of some type. There are about, I want to say there's about 60 different brand name or generic named anabolic agents that are already listed by the NFL in their list of prohibited substances. I could go down this list. I couldn't pronounce half of them. I have the list in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you though, second on the list, Androstenedione. Remember
that's
that?
Good. That's good stuff.
Andro, number two on the list.
Andro, get you swole.
Yeah. So if you take, and some of these names, look, try and say this name. Come on. Look at that. Now, we know the brand name is Turinabol. We've heard that. Look at what the chemical, like scientific.
Dehydrochloromethyltestosterone.
Yeah, we got through it. Jesus. That's all written as one word. There's two pages of these. Now, if a scientist gets a couple of those together, mixes in something else, and creates a new anabolic agent.
Maybe didn't wash out the last test.
They're saying, where did this come from? What is this? This is a new combination of scientific compounds that are making up what resembles a steroid. What is this that you are taking? Kevin's in the car. Line two, which according to Zoe.
Okay, real quick here.
Yeah, tell the story.
Okay, so I'm walking down the hallway during the last break, and I hear the interns in there working Estelle off answering phones. And I look at Jim because the intern's like, yeah. Okay, I like that. I like this. What's your name? And I said, Jim, what line is that? He said, line two. I don't know what he wants to talk about, but the intern is all in on line two.
So go ahead. Kevin in the car.
So what I'm thinking is maybe Julian Edelman's injury timeline wasn't what he was. He wasn't going to be up to speed. He wasn't going to be 100% ready to go. And he knowingly jacked himself up with all sorts of these HGH steroids, whatever he put in his body, knowing he was going to pop. But he would take that four-week penalty, and at the end of his four-week penalty, come out like a rocket ship and be ready for his contract season.
We're just staring
at him. He had something else.
I'm just staring at
him. Get him back on the line. He had something else.
No, he's about to say, are you there?
Rocket ship, I said. Rocket ship, I says.
I mean, if I was screening a call, I would have said to the person, well, have you seen any of the current video or training videos of him running without an actual brace right now? Unlike Welker, when Welker was coming back, and he was sort of on that pup list, and then was taken off halfway through camp.
My greatest fear about this guy taking the PEDs is that
intern?
Edelman, is that he felt he needed it, and that he wasn't going to be able to be the same player without it. And go down the list of steroid guys. And once they get caught in the NFL, it usually means a downward progression at the end of their career.
Nobody dirties themselves. If you're not ready, you tell the staff. Look how they've handled Gronkowski. Coming up back surgeries. He's not right. He's not the same. So you ease him into some things. He's not going to play in the preseason. Same thing. Shelf Edelman.
Name a player who's been bagged at the end, towards the end of their career, coming off an injury, and how it turned out for them ultimately.
Not good.
Not good. Not so, good. Oh, I'm willing to do it because I want to come out and be the, like a rocket out of those. No, you're doing it because you feel like you need it. And you're not going to be able to even be the same player you were before the injury without it. That's why. You're going to, on purpose, get bagged for four games? You're not going to go out of your way to get bagged. I'll tell you this, though. If he can still be the same player after the suspension is over, it will have been worth it. But that's not what you aim for. That's not what you shoot for.
Yeah, let's dirty myself.
And I would also say, if you can no longer be taking the substance, how long does it last? What's the lasting effect of using? I don't have those answers. Allison Newton. Hi, Al.
Hey.
What's up?
So, well, I've got breaking news. I have three sources from the Herald that claim that Kirchin made the whole story up. I plan on printing that on my blog as soon as I figure out how to use the internet.
I think it's a joke.
It's a bad joke.
Not sure.
Anything else, Al?
It's possible.
Okay, thank you.
Why did? Who says he didn't make it all up?
I guess anyone who would think that he would ever want to get another or different job other than what he's doing right now.
Yeah. Do you think he made it all up, Al?
I think he made it all up.
Why would he do that?
100%. Why wouldn't he? No one can prove him wrong.
To what end?
Why do you believe it's made up?
I really don't know what to say.
Why do you believe it's made up?
His end is to get a byline in the paper, and we're talking about it.
Okay.
The fact that you're talking about it is why he's doing it.
So out of self-promotion is why he made it up. Okay.
Yes.
All right. At least you have a reason behind it. At least he offers a reason, an explanation, that Kirkchin is a liar, and that he made it all up. And that's why. He made it all up for self-gain. Promotion. That's okay. You can believe that. What's the matter?
This offseason's really riding the Deflategate rails, huh?
He made it all up. Everyone's out to get the Patriots.
Qui bono.
What was the name of that thing?
Qui gives a blank.
Wells Report in context. This is going to be the Kirchin Report in context. It's going to be released by the team. 27 pages.
Off of a 140-character tweet?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Draw no more attention.
Not 140 anymore. You can have long tweets. Right. Long tweets. 617-779-0985.
You sure to talk to the concession guy down there, though?
I'm on the other side of this. I think they talk about trading people every day.
Yes.
I think the conversation about trading Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, getting rid of Belichick. I think these conversations happen every day on every team. Every team every day talks about trading the untradeable player.
How do you think the coach felt when his tight end looked like an unstoppable rebel force in the second half of that game and he takes the podium and he's talking about retirement?
Not great.
Not great. Not great at all.
Hardy has headlines, please.
Sports and veggies.
Huh?
Was that me?
I don't know. Somebody,
if you want to build your own planner box, Rigid is actually gifting the plans to you.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
What kind of plans?
Building a planner box.
It's a nice one.
I got an email from someone who wants help building a planner box, so yeah. Here's what we do know. The Red Sox not building any planner boxes.
They're busy playing baseball.
It's one of the 19 things I have open right now. I'm multitasking. Steven Wright to the mound tonight in Baltimore as they begin a 10-game road trip. 1.57 ERA for Steven Wright. He's only pitched 23 innings, though, so far this season. Dylan Bundy gets the start for the home team. He's 4-7 on the year with a 4.04 ERA. Sox lost to the White Sox 5-2 at Fenway Park yesterday. Lost 2-3 to the White Sox over the weekend. Julian Edelman's positive test for PEDs was triggered by something not immediately recognizable. Scientists are working around the clock in order to recognize it. The Patriots are engaged in their final round of OTAs that started today, the voluntary workouts where Tom Brady is not expected to attend. Rafael Nadal extended his record. He has now won the French Open 11 times, beat Dominic Thiem in straight sets. Dustin Johnson is the world's number one golfer heading into the U.S. Open this week. He got that spot by winning the St. Jude Classic yesterday, finished the tournament 19 under par. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com now to save up to $15 on your next oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardy
and I just stepped outside for a second just to see what the weather was like, since he does do the weather here.
Mm-hmm. Time to tell.
I nailed it. Right now, today,
sure you did.
It feels kind of like...
You know
like,
how they do the feel-like temperature? It's like it's 67, but with the humidity,
with the real feel.
It feels like 69. Zoe gave us our real
And it hit
feel
me like
temperature.
A, like, you know, when you get hit, you hit me like a brick wall. It felt like I was walking out of my garage door with a suit on, but carrying my suit jacket and making sure I have my game day pass, my all-access pass, because I'm hurrying up to get into the car. But, wow, I just came outside on a Sunday morning in early October and thought, did we close the pool or not? Because it's not summer, it's not fall, but it's one of those unusually warm days in the fall to where some people have closed their pools and some haven't. But then I'm like, damn, I got to go do an NFL game. We could go apple picking. We could go pumpkin picking. I go for a hike in the woods. It feels like kind of like that day.
So that's what they need to put on the weather websites. Feels like temperature. Walking out of your garage, got your suit on, but you're carrying your suit jacket.
Right, got to get my binoculars.
Did I close the pool yet or not? Because I'm going to Gillette for an early October football game. Little Indian summer. Crispness, but
that
not
feels
quite.
Like Indian summer.
Kind of warm. Could go apple picking. Temperature.
Perfect.
Nailed pumpkins.
It. Corn mazes. Are the corn mazes out
right.
yet? Should I go take the kids to the corn maze? Or is she going to take the kids to the corn maze? And they're going to get lost in the little corn maze. Kill never finds his way out.
I was talking earlier about Julian Edelman's PED test coming up as an unrecognizable substance.
Yeah.
And I said,
I don't recognize it.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that ever happening? Hey,
here's
you're
my
guilty.
Thing.
You were popped. You tested positive.
You're guilty, yet, but we don't know what for.
Correct. That's what I was saying. And the drug testers and scientists are still analyzing it. Mike Florio actually has put up a post today that says, that might sound strange, but it's not unprecedented for drug testers to need time to determine what substance a player took. In 2003, four Raiders players tested positive for
huge amounts of Pez.
THG, okay. A substance that wasn't initially detectable in urine tests. It was only after the lengthy Balco investigation.
This is when they catch up.
That drug testers retested the stored samples and detected the substance after they then knew what it was. Breer adds that Edelman's test took place a couple of months ago during the offseason. That means whatever substance he tested positive for, it was not a stimulant. That we know. It was an anabolic agent, as it's defined by the NFL testing policy.
I think it's worst case scenario.
And they've had this happen before. The last time they had this happen was in 2003 when they had four Raiders test positive, and it was for Balco substances that were obviously derivatives of other illegal substances that were going undetected until they figured out something was there, and then it took until the Balco investigation was complete to accurately identify what the hell those four players were on. But they were right. The league testing worked then. It's working now, they believe.
You want to know two of the players?
Yes.
Bill Romanowski, Barrett Robbins.
Jesus. He's the guy that never showed up. He got lost in Mexico, right?
Tijuana, yeah.
That had to be a hell of a night.
Also, Dana Stubblefield and Chris Cooper. But, yeah, those two guys. Bill Romanowski's part of that crew.
Mr. Teeth.
Romo.
I think his teeth
the
are on steroids.
Romo. Bill Romanowski.
I don't know what's worse. the last time this happened, it was Balco, or the last time this happened, it was Bill Romanowski?
I mean, seriously, I think this is worst case scenario.
Which one is worse? If you had to pick, which one was worse? Romanowski being associated with Balco or being associated with Bill Romanowski? I think Romanowski is the answer.
Like this,
I think it is.
This is worst case scenario because if you're really Edelman, you're sitting there scratching your head because I haven't changed anything I've done in 6 years. And now I'm testing positive? Like this is the beginning of many others testing positive. This is putting everybody else that he's been involved
okay,
with.
Okay, but when Bill Romanowski got popped in 2003, did he say, I don't know what happened? No, he knew what happened. They caught up to him, right. And he was pissed about it.
See, this is why when he ultimately has to serve the four games and it's handed down, and it's officially announced, this is why he's going to have to own up to it. He's going to have to separate from people. Or else you put everybody under the microscope. Team? TB12, Exos, any other guys or doctors that he has contact with? I mean, himself?
When you think of Bill Romanowski, this is complete side topic.
I think road rage. I do. You see, we play Ward Association, Bill Romanowski, okay. Road rage.
Good.
Like,
never mind.
And he's normally the kind of guy like
there it is.
I always.
Zoe was on to me there. He knew where I was going with that.
He's normally the kind of guy like I dig and I would always want to hang out with, but like, I would want to go to a bar with him because he could go crazy at any time. You know what I mean? See, I think there's a different kind of controlled, like, nut job rage, like incognito. Could still function when I want to play. Yeah, Romanowski seems like he's got that wacko look in his eye. Like, that man's sick. Sick. Distance yourself. Yeah. He's so intense. He's like Ted Johnson times 800.
In 2005, that was when Romanowski's 60 Minutes interview happened in 2005 when he went on TV. And then he didn't say, I don't know what happened. You know what he said? He said, oh, I was getting steroids and HGH from Victor Conti. And, oh, for a long time, I stayed ahead of the testing.
The Wizinator.
Here's the story. May 31st, 2005, Romanowski admits that he stayed ahead of the testing. Yep. Much has been made of his links to Balco, this story reads on ESPN, the laboratory that produced so-called designer steroids. And more recently, comments to the Rocky Mountain News from Bill Romanowski. He admitted to staying one step ahead of the NFL's drug testing policy. Quote, as soon as they found out that something could be tested for, I stopped taking it. I didn't want that embarrassment, but I pushed that envelope ethically and morally. Because if I could take something that would help me perform better then it wasn't on the list yet, I was going to take it. What if all of a sudden you've got a substance that isn't on the list, clearly, they don't even know what it is, that will soon be on the list? Zoe, you've said it all day. That's bad if he doesn't know what happened and he hasn't changed anything.
I think it's worst case scenario.
That means he's going to look worse. He's going to look like one of these Balco guys.
Like I've been pumping this for 6 years.
You're going to be saying his name along with positive? Bill Romanowski. Oh! Yeah. Damn.
That's why I think I need to be clear. Once this is announced, he's got four games.
Yeah. Adrian in Hudson. Adrian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I have.
Watch out.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm trying to get on 128 as I'm talking to you. I just have a comment about this trainer and everything, and I just think he's dirty. I just think he's had a lot of things go on where he is a dirty guy.
Who?
And I also believe
that
Guerrero is sort of like, you know, Alan Eagleson was to Bobby Orr. You know what I mean? He kind of ruined Orr's relationship with the Bruins, even though they were offering him, like, the moon, and he didn't know it. And this guy has got Brady so around his little finger, and it's not even, like, the same guy anymore. And I just feel like this might blow up in their face. I feel like they're going to find out that Guerrero was putting something in the fruit punch. I just believe it.
Guerrero was spiking the concussion water.
We're at the prompt.
Team E12.
I just looked at a quick Stubblefield.
Yeah.
Romanowski and Barrett Robbins never played again after that.
Never played another game.
I think Robbins might have played 1 or 2 weeks. I don't know when the official suspension happened because it was reported on the 17th of November. His last game was November 30th.
Three of the four never played again.
And Chris Cooper played a couple of seasons for a couple different teams after that.
It's never good. The track record after you get caught is not good in the NFL. 617-779-0985. More of your calls are on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand, so don't leave.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Darkness is visiting me. All right, I got a quick question before we get going here.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Just been stumped that whole 5 minutes right there. Who was the woman that called, requested that one song, the Pomade song?
Oh.
What the heck is going on?
Pomade, hair, not your armpit.
Put it
hair,
in your hair, not your armpit hair, pomade. I want some for Jim's head.
It's effective advertising, apparently.
It sure is.
Yeah, because you say, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because like Cars for Kids, same thing, man. Boom! Right there.
Pomade.
I say hamburger. What do you think, Zoe?
I think IHOB.
Exactly. Effective
Ken,
advertising.
Ken is in the car. Ken!
Oh, God. Hi, guys.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Hi, Ken.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of go over how the PED testing works.
Ooh! Now, wait a minute. What is your background?
Well, I don't want to really tell you what I do, but I just have a pretty good background in this.
Okay.
So what happens is all that lift that Beetle has, all those have they're like on that the list that he has of the performance enhancing drugs, they have metabolites for those drugs. So what metabolites are, they're like a thumbprint, okay? So when you take a pee test and those metabolites come out in a pee test or a blood test or your hair, they have a thumbprint for it. They know what it is, okay? And, you know, it's like someone going to, committing a crime and leaving their thumbprint behind. They know who the person is, okay? The problem with designer steroids are you get a guy with a chemistry background who now takes a drug or an original drug and changes the chemical structure of it so the thumbprint has no identity. How do we know this? The only reason that Romanowski or any of these other guys got caught was that Marion Jones's track coach sent a sample of the T8, the clear, into the IOC, who then made a marker or a thumbprint for it, and then they went back and found it in all previous tests.
So that would mean that they have a marker for this substance without knowing what it is. For Edelman.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to tell you how they probably got it was from the Russians in the Olympics.
Wow. Oh. Sounds like you know what you're talking about. That would make sense.
You're always chasing it. What you're telling me is there could be Russian interference with the Patriots right now.
Yeah. Interference. You can always blame that, yes.
Where have I heard that before?
And certainly
no one that has been connected to the quarterback or the owner.
Maybe they sent Putin a bill for the ring, and he didn't like that bill that was sent to him. I'll tell them to get those steroids. We'll get them on steroid tests, like our athletes. But it makes sense because
it could be combination that was cooked up in a Russian lab that has since made its way to the United States. It is at points undetectable, but samples have been provided to someone at somewhere in some lab, maybe with the IOC. Some anti-doping agency has now got a hold of it, and they've entered it into the system. They don't know what the hell it is, but they do know that it will pop up on a test now, and they're trying to figure out what the substance is. This could be some real next-level, high-level PED. That Edelman took.
It's like alien
and
stuff,
that,
man.
In that event, I sort of want to take back my criticism of how the hell did you get caught? Because if it played out that way, how would you know? How would you know that they had obtained a sample of it somewhere else?
You wouldn't know.
If you were on Balco, weren't you on the cutting edge? And then you got screwed over by, as he just said, Marion Jones's trainer. How would you have known if you were Bill Romanowski? That criticism doesn't seem all that valid anymore.
Think about it. It's a constant fight, right? You're always trying to develop new technology to find these people that are attempting to acquire the edge. And the edge seekers are always going to try and develop some new space-age drug, which is going to be undetectable. Yep. So
it's such a good call.
It's good fighting bad.
You can't blame Edelman on this one. He's doing everything he can to not get caught. What more could you want from the guy? He's doing everything humanly possible to not
do anything for you, coach.
To not get in trouble, other than, you know, of course, taking this stuff. But beyond that, he's doing everything he can to cover his tracks, make sure it's not detectable.
I love you, coach. I'll do anything for you.
That's a shame.
Wow. Next level.
They're detecting stuff like that. I mean, what are your feelings about appealing the suspension? You think they're going to do anything about that, Beadle?
What do you mean?
Like, if he appeals the suspension, he says, look, you know, it's this, that, and the other thing. Sounds like the testers are hip to whatever is being tried here, and they're going to say, no, we know what you're doing. We're going to, this will stand up.
No, but isn't there, if they don't know the substance, isn't there room for him to say, you guys don't even know what it is? I don't know what it is. You can play dumb. Say you have no idea. If you can't identify it, how can you say I'm guilty?
What is this stuff? What is this stuff we found in your blood?
I don't know. What do you know? You say I'm guilty of something and you don't even know what? How can you suspend me?
Maybe it's the pomade.
My guess is he doesn't take it that far.
Put it in his hair, not his armpit hair.
Stop.
But his hair looks nice.
But his head of hair.
His hair never moves.
Big Mike on 495. Big Mike.
Yo. Hey. First time, long time, all the time.
Nice.
Just a quick three things. Number one, with regards to the banned substances and stuff, can you guys break down the difference between banned substances, PEDs? What do you guys think that the players should actually be allowed to use? Number two, why does the league just pick from these substances and actually administer themselves on given dates and also give these guys weed? And number three, what if hydration is masking agent?
That would be something. Flushing the old system.
No, the hydration part of TB12 is what he's saying. How many times has Zoe told us about the trainer walks over during training camp and taps the watch and says, water time. Why is it that he's always drinking from those water bottles? What's in the water bottles that is a different type of water? What is it? Zoe, you've told me a million times about the special water and the special water hydration schedule. Yep.
Apple cider vinegar.
I always ask him that too. I'm like, how much do you pee? If I actually don't pee that much, you'd be shocked.
You've asked him that question.
Drink this, yeah.
Like, you asked him that.
I mean, when you're sitting with the guy.
So what happens to the substance he's taking in his body?
Spend an hour and a half with him. Yeah, I did that one thing with him a year ago at one of the casinos. And like the entire time he's drinking. Not drinks they're having out, but stuff that's in his water bottle. And it's constantly. Like, I'm on schedule. This is part of the process. But that's how much he believes in that. That's just continually hydrating your body. Off season. I mean, this is the off season. And I'm just like, that blew me away. I'm like, I can't drink that much water. I don't even really like water. I don't like the taste of water. I gotta have stuff in my water to drink water. Like, give me some Crystal Light, baby. You know? Those to-go packs, perfect for the bottles. Just shake them up. That'll get me to get that water down. Pomade.
All right. Great.
Here we go.
Put it in your hair.
Headlines.
Not your armpit hair, pomade. I'm done for the day. Pomade's got me.